This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
You're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew on Joy 94.9.
Well, good evening, Australia. Hey, a big thanks to Hide and Seek. Those Hide and Seek boys were very cheeky tonight, weren't they, my love?
They were. They always are.
Good evening, my love.
Good evening, my love.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Do you know what you look like?
What?
You look like you deserve a holiday.
Do you know, I feel like I need a holiday. I feel like I should be on a holiday. I feel like I should be somewhere sunny.
Yes.
Yeah, with a beach.
And probably seeing old friends and family.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, I'm a little bit the same tonight. Well, good evening, Australia, to Chatterbox. Now, my love.
Yes.
What's Chatterbox about?
Well, look, if you've just tuned in for the first time, welcome. We are a talk show where we bring in a member of the GLBTI community. Not actually GLBTIQA community, because we include everybody. And they get to have a bit of a yarn with you and I when they can get a word in.
Yeah, that's true.
But they get to pick four songs and that best tell their story, and it best talks us through the back catalogue of their life, if you like.
Absolutely.
And they've got an hour to do it in.
Absolutely, and my love, we've got a very special guest tonight,
don't we? We've got the lovely James McGeechee, a.k.a. Gooch.
Oh, it's so good.
Which apparently is a dirty word in some parts of the world.
Well, apparently so. Now, my love.
Yes.
You normally choose the big, you know, F-off song.
I do pick the big
F-off song.
Welcome to the show song.
Yes, welcome to the show. But tonight,
yes,
I get to choose it.
All right.
And I've decided to choose a classic. Now, hold on to your seats, ladies and gentlemen. It's a classic track by CJ and Co. It's a classic disco number. It's from 1977. It's called The Devil's Gun. My love, yes. I love this song
it's
so much.
It's terrific. I've never heard of it. So you're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew on Joy 94.9.
Oh, God.
What the flip is this?
Joy. You are on Joy 94.9. It is Chatterbox with Brett and Andy tonight. And tonight we've got a very special guest, haven't we, Andrew?
We've got an international guest with us tonight, Brett.
And who have we got?
We've got the gorgeous James McGeechee, a.k.a. The Gooch.
Yes.
Welcome to Chatterbox, James McGeechee. Yay! Round of applause. How are you, darling?
I'm all right, love. I'm all right.
We've known you. We were trying to figure out on the way to the studio tonight how long we've actually known you for.
Oh, 100 years.
I think it is.
In real time, I've...
It is over 15 years, James.
Over 15.
Mentalness.
You were one of what we like to call the Pannies crew.
Yes.
For those listeners at home, what does the panties crew mean?
It means we're indoctrinated by Scientologists. And I probably should have said that. And
I learned how to. They're coming after you. Their team of lawyers are coming after you as we speak.
Yeah, it was a place to be on Bourke Street in the 90s.
Yes. Well, we had, I think you're almost completing our collection of ex-Panties crew.
For the listeners at home that don't know what Panties is, and I'm not going to plug because we're a community radio station and we're not allowed to do that.
That's
but let's
correct.
Just say it's a business that sells flat food and their catchphrase is, lovely. So, if you can't work it out, too bad.
Oh, right.
Now, we've had a number of past guests from the Panties crew that have been on.
Yes.
We've had Lisa.
Yes.
Oh, Gibbsy.
We've had Bridget.
Mm-hmm.
Matty, who wasn't really, but he just had the coffee there.
Well, no, he did a few.
He did a few
fly through, yeah, for an entree Cajun salad as payment.
Oh, that's right. He used to work for food. Bless her heart. It's hard in those days.
It was very hard.
Like something at SeaWorld. You're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andy and our special guest James on Joy 94.9.
Joy.
You're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew and our special guest James McGeechie on Joy 94.9. Now, James.
Yes?
We're going to talk about your early life.
Oh,
little
goodness.
James. Little Ginny.
Little Ginny.
Satan's child.
From whence did you originally hail?
From Geelong. Good old...
A lot of
G-Town.
G-Town, G-Troit.
G-Troit! I love it!
But no, it's come, it's I've just come up from Geelong.
Yes.
And it's certainly come back into its own, I think. I think it's less dying hellhole of depression and beige, and it's sort of it's gotten a little cooler.
It's sort of finding its own thing, I think, because we've hung an awful lot of shit on Geelong over the last 24 shows.
Oh, look. There's always, it's quite, we said this ages ago, there's always been a Geelong connection and a Perth connection. In all our group of friends. Perth, obviously, because Andy and I used to live there. But Geelong, G-Town.
Yeah, yes. I love it.
Now, you're back, you've been in the UK for how long?
It's coming up to 8 years now, I think.
Okay, so what differences have you seen in Geelong since, I know hasn't been 8 years since you've been there, but what, 3-4 years since you've been there?
I think, it's been 4 years. The waterfront seems to be a little more lively. I don't know, there's less... ice addiction.
Or visible ice addiction. And that's not easy to hide, so that a canning lot.
No. I mean, has a lot of the industry been stripped out of Geelong?
It has, yeah. So I said G-Troit in the sense that there was Fords.
Yeah.
I think Toyota. Maybe. No, Alcoa, I think.
Alcoa, yes.
So it's all kind of disappeared, but in that sense, the sort of outer urban suburbs are really sort of coming to life with community. It's quite interesting. It's gotten a little cooler.
Yeah.
So what was it like growing up in Geelong?
Hell.
Was it?
Oh, she nailed that question.
Hang on, let me think about that. Geelong itself? No, I mean, it was okay. Like, I grew up with a brilliant family. I had wonderful people around me, friends and family. But it was just the rest of the buggers that lived there weren't entirely, I wasn't very palatable to their taste in homophobia. Probably hasn't changed much, but it's just gotten a bit more colourful.
They're sort of mildly fascinated with us now. Oh, we're missing out.
They'll fix my drapes.
No, seriously. They're going to help me choose a bedspread and the paint colours for my guest room.
That's what it is.
We have a purpose now. We're not just sodomising people.
But saying that, like going through high school for you, what was high school like? Because I do know, obviously, because you're still super close friends with two of your dear friends from high school, one of them being Matt, who's a past guest, and another one being Mark, who's a really super close friend of all of us. Yep. Did that make going through high school?
You haven't latched to get on here yet.
Oh, no.
We're trying. Yeah. Well, hopefully after your show, we'll go, Mark, you're the missing piece of the jigsaw puzzle.
Absolutely.
But did that make high school easier? Because you're still really close with all three of them now, or all two of them, or both of them. All three of you now are still super close.
Was there a fourth? Yeah. No, it did. It was, yeah. We obviously kind of supported each other. And we had our own sort of pushback and, you know, we had our bitch fights. And, which we didn't really know at the time were bitch fights. Yeah. They became dance fights.
Yes.
you know.
So it was Crystal Carrington against Alexis against, what was Sable's name?
Oh, no, it wouldn't
Dominique
be.
Devereaux. No.
It would be like, what's it called, Veronica Mars, I guess.
So obviously on Chatterbox, we ask our guests to come in and choose, tell their story through song and chat. Mm. And your first choice, which is the delightful Renee Geyer with Say I Love You, that lovely smoky voice that you both share. tell us a little bit why you chose that song as your first track.
Marlborough.
Yes, and we're smoking here in the studio.
Sure. No, we're not, Joy manager. Station manager, no, we're not.
I used to smoke Laramie's because it was so glamorous. So why Renee Geyer?
I don't know. She just reminds me of my childhood. She reminds me a lot.
Yep.
A lot of... because my mother and sister sort of worked in hospitality. That's where I went into...
Yeah.
Followed suit.
Like Downton Abbey.
Yeah.
My mother was a scullery maid. I'm a scullery maid. Yeah.
No, upstairs there. And it always pops into my head. I think about Geelong and I think about, going to, with Dad to pick up Mum, and there'd be some kind of, maybe even Renee was playing at the GPAC. Who knows?
Probably still is.
Probably still is. But it's my 80s, and I love it. It's a great song.
So here she is now. It is the fabulous Renee Geyer with Say I Love You. You're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andy and our very special guest, James, only on Joy 94.9.
You're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew and our special guest, lovely James McGeechie on Joy 94.9. Now, James, before we went to your first track, which was Renee Geyer, Say That You Love Me, we were talking about growing up in Geelong. Now, this is usually the point of the show where we get our guests to tell us about their coming out story.
Right.
So...
I'm not really prepared to do that.
Aren't you?
No. Well, we're going to
tease it out of you. Imagine she's Oprah and I'm Barbara Walters.
Oh, that makes it much better. Why do I get Oprah? Oh, am I the bossier one? Don't answer that, my love.
If the weave fits.
Wear it on the side.
Yeah, I know. You know how when Oprah approaches someone, she doesn't hug, she grabs their hands and goes, good for you, good for you.
The Oprah hug.
Yeah.
So did you come out in Geelong or did you move to Melbourne and then come out?
Wow, this is a tricky one because I kind of always felt that I was out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My family were kind of like, not working class, but of that type of family.
Yeah.
So I always kind of felt a little bit like the outsider. I always felt different. I always felt
the black sheep, maybe.
Weird and odd and tolerated, much like what my cat Albert does. He tolerates me in the house, you know. Loves me dearly, but yeah.
You're just a visitor that doesn't leave.
I'm not quite sure about you, but yeah. So yeah, I was working in Melbourne. I decided one day to call Mum and say, "Oh yeah, by the way, I'm a gay person."
Yeah.
Or no, I said something really sort of nervous and oh, you know what my brother calls, you know, those woolly woofters. Well, I'm that. And it was kind of odd and awkward and weird. And
But when did you when did you figure out what different? Because I think a lot of our guests say they felt different growing up.
Yeah.
But there's...
I was reading Mum's Closet, I think that's right.
How old were you at the time, James?
Oh, goodness, 3, 4. Yeah. Earliest memory.
May I ask what was...
Fashion was brilliant.
The fashion.
What was early 80s.
Oh, yes.
Wraparound skirts and tan boots with heels and just... You know, and then remnants from the 70s, so platform soles.
My mother had this great one-piece white jumpsuit, and it had this huge circle zip as well. And I think my...
Well, thank God that went to the jumble.
Mum, if you're listening, Mother, I never tried it on because you had a far too skinny waist.
No, but it's funny you say that because one of my earliest memories was, and again, it was the 70s and gorgeous 70s fashions, was I remember, and my mother was mortified by it at the time, was I opened the door to the milkman and you had to pay the milkman at the time. It was they would deliver your milk Monday to Friday and then you would pay them once a week. And I opened the door and I had a petticoat on my head, her bra on, and platform shoes. And I opened the door to the milkman and said, "Hello, I'm a nun."
Oh, my gosh.
Do you know what? I think if nuns wore that more often, church would be far more interesting.
So then you moved down to Melbourne, or you'd moved down to Melbourne when you called your mum. And were they accepting, even though you said you'd always...
Oh,
sort of,
God, absolutely. Yeah. It was just a non
like a given
thing. It was, okay, son, well, that's fine. Be careful.
Yeah.
That was all.
And friends, obviously, how were friends?
Yeah, I came into friends early. I think I was 16, so I was sort of the first to really...
Yeah.
You were a trailblazer.
Yeah, I was. Yeah. I was. and, I don't know. I've always felt like a big gay owl for many years, and I never felt like I had to really make a thing of coming out, but yeah.
Yeah, no, and honestly, I was exactly the same. It was, I didn't make this big proclamation, and sometimes I found it difficult when other people have made a bigger deal of it than I did, where it's sort of like, why do you give a shit more than I did? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
It wasn't a huge transition for me. It was just sort of like a gradual, gentle slide.
I've got a new sweater on, and it's pink.
You work it out.
But that's the thing. It's not your issue. It becomes everyone else makes it their issue, which is that's where we go into murky waters. But if you're comfortable with who you are, that is the most important thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're listening to Chatterbox tonight with Brett and Andy and our very special guest, James McGeechee, only on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
You're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew on Joy 94.9. Now, we are at the halfway mark of the show. Can't believe how quick it's gone.
I know, my love.
It does every year.
It flies.
Every year. Every week.
Yes, we've only got the one show a year.
Just space-time continuum just went out the window.
I know. Now, James has just popped to the butt. He's powdering his nose again, my love, hasn't he? He'll be back in a moment. But whilst he's, before he gets back into the studio, my love, what's our show about again?
Look, we are a talk show where we bring in a member of the GLBT, and that's something we discussed earlier. We're not doing the whole gamut of things.
No, just, we're not tonight.
You fit into those four letters or you don't fit in, no. Quite frankly.
We are very inclusive here at Joy.
Pick your own parade. don't come on this show. Anyway, we bring in a member of the GLBT community,
yes.
And they get to tell their story through a mixture of chat.
Yes.
Which obviously James has done.
Yes, he has.
Also songs, which he's picked a couple of, well, one song to this point.
Yes, but he's got some corkers coming up.
Oh, no, he absolutely does. Yep, so don't tune out. Don't tune into The Block or some of the hideous... Oh, no, The Block's finished ages ago.
Stop talking about another station.
CSI something that'll be on.
My love, yes. Why don't you tell us about if anyone wants to like our page?
Look, we've got, I think it's 172 likes on our page. And it's been sort of stagnant around the 170, 165, 172 mark for... the last couple of weeks / months. So if you do like the show and you haven't liked our page, and maybe you want to go back and listen to some of our podcasts, because all our podcasts are put up on Facebook. You
absolutely.
Can go back and listen to all of the past glory that is Chatterbox. Go to Facebook.
Yes.
Just go into the search bar at the top and type in Chatterbox on Joy 94.9.
Yes.
And it will take you to our page and hit like.
Absolutely.
And if you do like us, you will go in the draw to win a boat.
Well, which boat, my love?
No, you won't win a boat.
She's lying again. Ignore her. Hey, how about we go back to the interview with the fabulous James, late of Melbourne and now of London.
Joy.
Now, James.
Hello.
Now we are moving to your second song, which is a bit of a classic 90s club anthem.
Yes.
We should say. Kylie Minogue.
Absolutely.
What do I have to do? I'm so there with you.
Do you know what stuns me about this choice? This is what, 20-something shows into Chatterbox?
Yes.
This is the first Kylie song we've actually ever had.
No,
I know, it's unbelievable.
That's insane.
It really is. It's like she never existed, which quite frankly I'm livid about.
I am shocked. I'm shocked and amazed.
And this is when she really turned up the sexometer to about 14, wasn't it?
It's... Yeah, she got cool. It was cool.
Oh, my God, and sexy.
And I wanted to be her.
Yeah.
To be her hair, her shoes... A little pert, nothing.
Yeah.
Rosebuds.
But this album, the Rhythm of Love. So she had a few. She had The Locomotion and she had Got to Be Certain. And it was quite, it was very pop, very middle of the road. But this album took it up a notch.
This was after the Hutchins, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, he got in there, didn't he?
So he dirtied her up.
Yeah.
He rolled her in the pop mud.
Sallied the Minogue.
Do you remember the film clip for this, James?
I own certain parts of that film. But Mark and Matt, or not Matt, I think Mark and the other poor 14-year-old boy who didn't turn out to be gay, who doesn't have a coming out story, forcing to watch video hits that we'd record and then we would...
You popping up from behind the couch.
But we would. We would fight over owning certain parts of the video.
Can I say that? What I love, she does Bridget Bardot, and then she does like a young Liz Taylor with the dragon. I think it was the dragon tattoo.
Yeah.
It was a jaguar tattoo in the black dress going to her trailer.
Yeah.
And it was just like, oh my God, you were nailing every single look.
And then, well, now this is when Mr. William came on board with her as well, wasn't it?
The stylist?
Yeah.
Oh, was it?
William Baker?
Has it been that long?
Yeah, I think so.
Or was he after that?
I think he might have been after. But either way, whoever styled her for, you're probably right. But whoever styled her for it just nailed it. Because every single look she had in this was absolutely
just
gay man flawless.
It was. It was porn without the porn. Yeah.
Absolutely. And here it is now, the fabulous Kylie Minogue with What Do I Have to Do? You're listening to Chatterbox on Joy 94.9.
Joy.
You are listening to Joy 94.9. It's Chatterbox with Brett and Andy and our very special guest, James McGeechie. Now, James, you've just listened to Kylie.
Yeah, isn't she fabulous?
She's so fantastic. You no longer live in Melbourne anymore, do you?
Yeah, no, I do. Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah, just around the corner. No, no.
Cut. Can someone call Miss Streisand's agent? She's being very difficult.
Where is her assistant? Where's my water?
No, I have left the lovely shores of Melbourne.
When did you leave?
It was 2006.
Oh, it sums up.
I can't believe it's been that long, Jones.
Yeah, so 8, 9 years?
It's 8 years now.
Wow, so doesn't seem that long. And what caused the migration?
I don't really know. Well, I think it was just because I was at a bit of a crossroads. I wanted to travel. And I didn't really expect to stay longer than 6 months, maybe. But I did, yeah. And... Oh, it's been great. It is difficult being so far away.
Yeah.
And being, you know, either the person I call is drunk or when I call, I'm the drunk person. kind of makes it difficult to establish.
Damn you, time difference. Or damn you, 24-hour drinking.
One of the two. Yeah.
So what kept you there? If you were only planning on going for 6 months, because I totally understand what you mean. When I came to Australia... It was originally, I was coming, getting a stamp on my passport, then I was going back to the UK, and I had no intention of staying, and 25 years later, I'm still here.
Yeah, yeah.
What kept you in the UK?
Well, I think a number of things. Obviously, I met a wonderful man, Jeff, and, you know, we just sort of established a relationship, I guess, and that worked... It worked for me to have that support, I guess, because it was sort of tough.
How long have you and Jeff been seeing each other? Or in a relationship, I should say.
That's now 8 years.
Wow.
I met Jeff pretty soon into arriving.
Wow.
Yeah.
And how did you meet?
We met on Gaydar.
Oh, lovely.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Now, for those that don't know, that's like old-fashioned Grindr.
It is.
It's like Grindr for the Flintstones. For you little tweens that are still awake listening to the show. See, the internet
does
can bring love.
Does still exist? No. I'm just trying to think. I don't think it exists anymore. How
you
fantastic.
Think? I think it does.
Oh, does it? I hope so.
Yeah. No, it was, it was lovely. I thought he was going to be not the person, the lovely gentleman that he's turned out to be.
Yeah.
Looked hot.
Yeah.
But I thought he'd be, nasty. Didn't think it would last. This is just having a look at the photo on Gaydar. But no, we went out and we went to the Georgian Dragon and we could smoke and I was loving the smoking in the bar and the rest is history.
Can I say, I count my blessings every single day, not just the fact that I met Brett when I did, but I actually do count my blessings for the fact that I met Brett when I did, because I photograph horribly. So if we had to meet through the internet...
That's not true, my love. No, that's not true.
I swear to God, I would be with Quasimodo quite now, possibly. Or Fred and Rosemary West. Somebody horrible. It wouldn't end well.
Oh, my God. My love, you're being too hard on yourself. You photograph great. But
I know my shortcomings, Brett, and I don't look nice in a photograph.
But, you know, isn't it funny that... when you meet your long-term partner, it's the right, everything sort of aligns correctly. And you don't, going into it, you're not necessarily, you're a little bit unsure. It's a little bit like going into uncharted waters, but you're prepared to give it a go.
Yeah.
And that was the same with Andy and myself, obviously with you and Jeff as well. And then it sort of just rolls on from there.
There's a bit of seasickness every
now and then. Oh, there is. There is.
Try and swim against the current.
Dead bodies overboard.
Can I say?
On occasion.
Rocky freaking waters as well. Oh, jeez. There's a cyclone coming. But for the most part,
light and shade.
And for the most part, it's actually clean sailing.
Look, absolutely. Yeah. I think a lot of it, and particularly for you and I, it was just figuring out boundaries and figuring out.
Oh, totally.
Out,
yeah. You know, almost 15 years, my love. I mean, you know.
Well done.
Oh. I'm here
you
with
do
Dr.
get
Ellen
less
Wood.
For murder, I'll just let you know.
Not
but
for
it is.
Killing me. No.
Suicide packs. Yeah.
No, you drink it first.
Oh, it's like Desi and Lucy all over again, isn't
it?
Without the hammer.
Do you know that's actually true? It's actually in her bio. She wrote a great autobiography, which was actually found by her daughter after she died. It was up in the attic. Oh. And it was found, I think, about 7 years after Lucy's death. And it's a fabulous read. But she does actually go into where she and Desi, it got a little bit, an argument got out of hand.
So
and
I think
she knocked him out with a hammer and then she thought she killed him.
It's true. So clearly Desi came in and said, Lucy, you've got some splaining to do.
Oh, my God. Hey, you're listening to Chatterbox tonight with Brett and Annie and our very special guest, James, only on Joy 94.9.
Download the Joy 94.9 smartphone app today. See joy.org.au.
You're listening to Chatterbox tonight with Brett and Andy and our very special guest star, James, only on Joy 94.9. Now, James.
Yes.
You've taken us through your first few songs. Mm-hmm. Your next song, which is, oh my God, Joy loves this song. Mm. It gets played, or gets thrashed out a lot. Yeah. The Scissor Sisters with Let's Have a Kiki. My goodness.
So why did you choose this?
I don't know. I just love it. I heard it, I think it's been out for 2 years. Or
yeah,
something,
yeah, it's been out for a bit now. Yeah.
I think I only heard it 6 months ago by accident. And I was just suddenly thrown back into a club somewhere having a hoot with some drag queen.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's just, I love it. It's fun. It's even silly. Like,
it reminds you of a memory that never happened. Yeah. I've got those songs.
I love the opening and about the friends getting wet and like coming back.
Lines.
Yeah. And I think we've all been there. In fact, if absolutely. I remember rightly, we might have even had a bit of a dance at your old flat in South Yarra.
Oh, God.
Off when you lived just off Punt Road.
With
Bridgie.
Yes.
And because I remember Anne Edmonds, who's also been a guest on the show, dancing on your couch.
The only thing I remember about that night is Matt changing the music, and I think he put like on some huge torch song from Les Mis or something.
Because
and somebody took it off, and she turned like a wraparound skirt.
And
how people got out alive.
She left the party and slammed the door.
How they were dare you?
They were choppy waters.
See, they were.
No.
It hasn't always been this gorgeous patchwork quilt of friends that we've got now.
No.
She was. But you know, it's all come good now. It's all come good.
Yes.
So here it is. It is Scissor Sisters with "Let's Have a Kiki." You're on Joy 94.9.
What's up? It's Pickles. We have a message.
Let's have a kiki.
I want to have a kiki.
Lock the doors.
Hey,
let's have a kiki.
Motherfucker.
I'm gonna let you have it.
Let's have a kiki.
I want to have a kiki.
Dive, turn, work.
Let's have a kiki.
We're gonna serve.
And work. And turn.
And honey.
For calming all your nerves, we're spilling tea and dishing just desserts one may deserve. And though the sun is rising, few may choose to leave. So shade that lid and we'll all bid adieu to your ennui.
Let's have a kiki.
I wanna have a kiki.
Lock the doors
tight.
Let's have a kiki.
Motherfucker.
I'm gonna let you have it.
Let's have a kiki.
I wanna have a kiki.
Die. Turn.
Work.
Let's have a kiki.
We're gonna serve.
And work.
And turn.
And honey.
Wonderful kiki. Joy.
You're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew and our special guest, James McGeechie, on Joy 94.9.
Now, James, this is the part of the show where you are in the hot seat. Nope. And Andrew is going to ask.
Now is the part of the show.
This yes. now.
If you now. Felt vulnerable before, just brace yourself.
Fasten your safety belts. It's going to be a bumpier night. It is out of the box time where Andrew will ask you rather embarrassing questions.
Great.
Okay. Of your life, my love.
James.
Yes.
What's the most awful song you have in your music collection that you just love?
Oh, do you know, I have to think about that because I've got a number, I think, of them.
Do you want me to come back to it?
Maybe Ariana Grande.
Oh, which one?
Which one?
Break Free.
Oh, she's hateful. She's a hateful, hateful little Disney pop act.
Apparently.
But I kind of
she's
love
a
her.
Very difficult customer, madam.
Can I say? Unless she comes on the radio station and then we love her.
My love, next question.
James McGeechee, mm-hmm. What's the most awful, embarrassing thing you've ever worn?
Wow.
That you thought looked gorgeous at the time, but you look back now and you're like, oh my God, what was I thinking?
I had a pair of plaid Dangerfield trousers.
Yes.
That were kind of flared almost.
More like bootleg or flared?
Yeah, flared. They were, you know, kind of just a very thin fabric.
Right.
So all very... revealing everything, I guess.
And like a Scottish palazzo pant. That's like
but I
more like
them.
A capri pant, my love.
Well, you remember when platform soled shoes came
yes.
back
yes.
in the 90s?
Yes.
So I had a pair of platties.
Yeah.
That were better than Matt's.
he teamed his with silver jeans and an oatmeal jumper.
Yes.
So
well, and I wore the same outfit on the same night of the silver pants.
Was it a bad taste night?
In retrospect, yes.
You know, we were learning. Three faces were teaching us how to be gay.
And what was wearing above the trousers?
So
well?
That was also Dangerfield.
Oh, yeah, of course.
The shoes were Suchi. Is it Suchi?
Yes.
Remember the
yeah,
shop?
Yeah, Suchi. Yeah.
And it was a black lace,
oh.
kind of collared V-neck.
Yeah,
three-quarter sleeve.
Yeah,
I miss
yeah, yeah.
the three-quarter sleeve.
I love the three-quarter sleeve.
Very
well.
Flattering on a man.
Back. Yeah. Yes. Mm.
Or a bridesmaid.
Oh, my love, the next question.
Okay, James McGeechee,
mm-hmm.
What's that awful TV show or movie? You know, that cringy one that you just love and everybody else, you'd never tell anybody, but you just love it regardless. Your guilty pleasure.
That's hard. That's difficult. See, I tend to start watching silly X on the Beach stuff.
What's X on the Beach?
Oh, it's like an MTV thing
where
they put them on the beach and the exes slowly arrive.
Oh, good Lord, I've never heard of this.
Or things like, what's the Geordie Shore?
Oh.
Those terrible, terrible things that I feel myself dying as I watch.
Feel the life force just draining just out.
Brain turning to mush, but I can't help it.
Can't look away.
Is it of the same elk as like the valleys?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
It's terrible.
Can
terrible.
I say, my dad, bless him, in Perth, who's probably listening tonight.
Hi, Dad.
Tuned into the valleys because he saw it advertised. He thought it was going to be a documentary about the Welsh valleys. He was so
well, it is of a certain fashion.
Horrified.
He was slightly mortified.
I can't believe young women behave like that. Because he was just beside himself.
I can't believe anyone behaves like that. Oh, my God. Hey, you're listening to Chatterbox tonight with Brett and Andy and our very special guest star, James. Only on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9 in Melbourne. Joy.org.au for the world.
You're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew and our very, very special guest, James, on Joy 94.9.
Now, it's coming up to the end of the show, James. You've been a fabulous guest.
You really have,
thank
darling.
You.
You've been divine.
You have. But, James, for your final song tonight, you've chosen to take that song.
I know.
These Days.
These Days.
It's these
new.
Days?
It's fresh.
Is this a new one where there's only three of them now?
Yeah.
Where there's just Howard... The little
Howard
short,
and
touched one.
The little one.
Gary Barlow.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, well, you know, I was asked, you know, something that sums up now, and that's what it is. It's about looking back over your life, and you do that when you come back.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Come back and you get absolutely. A little mosh.
Yes. A little mosh. Yes, you do. James, you've been a fabulous guest.
You really have.
I want to say a big thank you for finding out in your very busy holiday schedule to come into Joy. Guys, any last comments?
No. Thank you both for having me.
Oh, it's been bless. Amazing.
I'd just like to say thank you, James. You've been a delightful guest, and have a safe trip back. And give our love to Jeff. And thank you for listening, everyone. And we'll see you at 10 p.m. next week on Joy 94.9.
Absolutely. And good night, Australia.
Joy 94.9 in Melbourne. Joy.org.au for the world.
Oh, I can see the future coming to you. Cry away the sadness of lies. And I can find a faith in days I've wasted. Been around enough to feel alive. And when the world is broken, hard and cold, and no one ever knows the reason why. For the ones we may become, for the battles we have won, for the day we wish the sun, gonna play it loud tonight.
GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.